looks great. Are we really gonna fill all these seats?
50 students of voting age confirmed, and I have planted 20 insightful questions in the crowd.
Well, you're a smart guy, Drew. You know, if I get elected mayor, there might be a spot in my office for you, too.
We'd be lucky to have him.
Well, indeed. And who is this?
Zoe Rivas, Drew's doting girlfriend. Huh. I'm a huge fan. Oh, and I love your house.
I'm sorry, when were you at my house?
Miles had some people over.
For some student council stuff.
Miles?
Yeah.
Getting involved? Mm.
I'd love to get involved, too. It would let me spend more time with Drew.
I'll look into it.
Thanks.
I'll leave that up to you. So, I'm going to see you this afternoon, and can we keep the surprises to a minimum, huh?
Sure.
You look worried.
Very worried. If it all goes well, I could get a job with Mr. H when he's mayor. But Zoe is so clingy, I'm worried she's gonna screw it all up.
Just because you hit it doesn't mean you can't quit it?
Dude, look, I don't want to be the bad guy here.
Listen, would you rather be the bad guy for 5 minutes or the unemployed guy for the rest of your life?
Imogen, what have you done?
Bold choice, I admit, but I wanted to make a statement about the dress code.
No, not that. Well, not only that. The face range page, it seems like a lot of people read it.
That's great.
Is it?
Bra rules, aren't for fools. Bra rules, aren't for fools. Bra rules, aren't for fools.
Can you believe this?
It's incredible.
Seriously? These girls are dressed like wanton women.
Wanton women who are passionate about a cause.
My cause. Be reasonable, Imogen. This is a huge issue.
I agree.
My office, please, Imogen.
Yes, sir.
Hey, cutie. Is that what you're wearing to the forum?
Yeah, with a jacket. Why?
I want it to match. We'll look like a power couple.
I'm just going to be standing at the podium alone, which is actually what I wanted to talk to you about. I'm crazy busy with this job.
I know.
And I'm about to get even busier. I'm going to have, like, no free time.
So
you and I aren't really going to see each other much.
I totally get it.
You do?
When I was on West Drive, acting was my whole life. I had to put relationships on the back burner.
Wow, why you're taking this so well. You're the best, you know that?
Mr. Simpson, I can't be in trouble. I didn't use Degrassi TV.
I know.
And it's not my fault other girls opposed the dress code.
Imogen, you're not in trouble.
Then why am I here?
Sending you out of French class for not wearing a bra was unfair.
Agreed.
So I want to know what you want.
Peace on Earth and the world's best recipe for quinoa salad.
Now, about the dress code, Imogen. I know you oppose the current incarnation because it's sexist, and that's fine. So what do you suggest instead?
You're letting me decide the dress code?
No, I am soliciting you for feedback. What do you think the dress code should be?
Honestly, I hadn't thought about it.
You know, if you want to affect change, you need to know what change you want.
Can I have time to think about it?
Okay.
Take it the breakup went well?
You were looking at a free man.
So you finally broke it off with that young lady you've been seeing?
Just in time to laser focus my attention on today's forum.
Jeez, grade 10 breakup. How did you handle all the tears?
There weren't any tears.
If she didn't cry, did she scream at you?
No, no screaming. It was sensible, peaceful, and final.
That does not sound like a breakup. What did you say to her exactly?
That I'm going to be really busy. I won't be able to see her. She's great, but I need to focus on Mr. H.
Now, I totally understand why there were no tears and no screaming.
Oh, that was so smooth.
No, because you're not broken up.
Yeah, I am. Right, Del?
Sounds to me like you might still have a girlfriend.
You guys are crazy. It's done. Besides, I can't worry about this right now. I need to go over my remarks for Mr. H's form.
Hey, Jenna, can you cut me a slice of that banana?
Jenna?
Sorry, I was just reading something.
On how to be a better lab assistant?
Therapy. Have you considered it?
The doctor recommended exercises for my arm.
Has he suggested anything for your head?
Like a shrink?
I know you say you're fine.
Because I am.
Claire and I have been talking about you.
Behind my back?
You went through something terrible. You won't share with us, that's okay, but you need to share with someone.
Right now, I just need a slice of banana.
Not until you say something.
You're fired.
I was just trying to help.
Well, stop it, because you know what it's like at home? Aaliyah, how could you have been so stupid? Why didn't you realize this guy was bad news? The lab is supposed to be my escape.
Okay, I won't bring up therapy again.
Doesn't matter, because every time my arm aches, I'm reminded of him. Of what he took from me.
What are you doing?
Giving up.
You can't. Look, I'll be a better lab assistant. Just tell me what to do.
Right now, just give me time alone.
Ladies, fellow sisters. Everybody shush. Together we have fought the good fight and we have emerged victorious. Simpson wants to know what we want in the dress code. Now we can make a dress code for the people, by the people. So, what do we want?
Bra tops.
I'm not sure they're gonna go for that.
G-strings.
Ugh, you wear those? Wedgie Central.
Okay, how about more cleavage?
Can we be more realistic?
We are. You said this dress code is for us, by us. This is what we want.
How else are we gonna get boyfriends?
That's the only thing that dictates your wardrobe?
We also dress like this to intimidate other girls.
Bex, what's happening? This isn't what I fought for.
I don't know, but say something.
I'll take this all under advisement. Protest dismissed.
Seniors.
Stage set, mic's checked, bio's being distributed. Everything's perfect.
Not everything.
Oh, crap, maybe she won't see me.
You're standing in the middle of a room.
All right, then I'll ignore her till she goes away, then.
Oh, I can't see how that could go wrong.
I brought these for your podiums. Anything else I can do to help? Why are you ignoring me?
What are you doing here?
So you're going to be too busy to see me. If I help out, you can do your work and see me.
Look, I don't want you here.
But I'm your girlfriend.
No, you're not. I broke up with you.
No, you didn't.
I was trying to let you down easy. Clearly, you didn't get the message.
That's what that was? It was that easy for you. We had sex.
I totally regret that now. Look, Zoe, I'm sorry.
No, don't you dare touch me. Have a good Q&A. Spoiler alert, the A is you're a jerk.
Birdie told me you're looking for a new lab assistant.
You can tell that little birdie that I'm done with the science fair.
You don't quit things you love.
Yeah, but it used to just be me in the lab. I was at the top of my game and how... Well, you wouldn't understand.
You'd be surprised. I got kicked off the ice islands.
Mike at Dallas without hockey?
Yeah. That was a disaster.
What'd you do?
I found a rec league to keep me on the ice. I joined the basketball team, but it's not the same. So, ask again. Do you need a lab assistant?
Are you sure this isn't part of some elaborate pickup plan?
Don't flatter yourself, Bendari. But I have two requests. One, we win this thing, and two...
You want a date with me.
Someone's a little obsessed with themselves.
What's your request, Dallas?
That when we're in the lab, we only talk about science. Nothing personal. Think you can handle that?
I do.
Good. You're gonna need your lab coat back.
You fish it out of the garbage.
You might want to bleach it first.
Unlike my opponents, I won't get rid of the vehicle registration tax. $75?
That's youth soccer programs. That's housing for homeless families. And I'm sorry, but I believe in community. Thank you.
Awesome. Next question. So who's next?
I have a question. What were you thinking when you had sex with my daughter?
This form is to get to know Mr. Hollingsworth, not me.
Okay, fine. Mr. Hollingsworth, how do you feel about your youth outreach coordinator taking advantage of a 15-year-old girl?
Ms.
Rivas.
Rivas. Ms. Rivas, I don't believe this is the forum to explore this. So perhaps you could continue your discussion with Drew in the principal's office?
Girls don't have to wear bras. Okay, what about boys? They don't have to wear bras either. They can if they want.
No. Shouldn't we put stuff in there to stop boys from pulling their jeans down low and showing their boxer shorts?
Yes, that look has passed. But that's oppressive too. Why is this so hard?
Can't people just wear what they want? We don't want people walking around naked.
Right. But it's like any dress code infringes on people's freedoms. And since boys and girls don't dress the same, we can't have one set of rules.
Maybe it doesn't matter what people wear, only why they wear it.
So if you accidentally forget to wear a bra
or expose your midriff,
you won't get in trouble. But if you do it with the intention of distracting other students, you will.
Think you can sell it to Simpson?
I'm gonna try.
Did you have sex with this girl?
Mom.
This is serious.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, damn it, Drew.
It was consensual. Tell them.
Doesn't matter. He's 18. He's old enough to vote. She can't even get a driver's license. You have to call the police. This is statutory rape.
It isn't. The law here says there's a 5-year window. If it was consensual, it wasn't illegal.
It was. This boy hurt my daughter. Is there anything you can do about it?
I can't get involved with romantic dalliances of my students. I'm sorry.
You're back to my forum now?
True.
I have to save my job.
You can go.
Thank you, sir. See you at home, Mom.
Ah, your mom has a crush on me. I get that a lot. Anyway, thank you for coming. That was really great. You guys are great. Thank you.
Sir, please don't fire me.
That was what my grandmother called an unfortunate spectacle.
Look, this job means so much to me.
Was it true?
Look, we dated and then she got upset because we broke up and she told her mom, but I didn't do anything wrong.
Well, you definitely exhibited poor judgment at some point, Drew.
Look, you're right, I did, and I apologize for that. But look, if you keep me on, I promise you, I won't date, I'll be a monk. I'll wear one of those robes and I'll shave my head.
It won't be necessary. I believe in second chances. Just ask my son.
So you're not firing me?
You're on probation. Don't make me regret this.
You won't, sir. Hey, thank you. Oh, hey, Ma, sorry I had to come down there today. What a mess.
Turn that off!
Sorry, was it too loud? I was excited I managed to keep my job.
So you're pleased with yourself?
Yeah. I mean, I love working with Mr. H. I feel like I might have a future in politics.
Uh-huh. What about the girl, Drew?
What, we dated? We broke up? Why are you so mad?
She's 15.
Well, Mom, I didn't do anything wrong.
Wow, you know what's worse? You don't even understand what you did. Why did you sleep with her?
I don't know. She liked me.
Did you like her?
Yeah, sort of.
Uh-huh. So that's your criteria? Sex is serious, especially for a girl, especially at that age.
After Bianca, I was so hurt. Zoe made me feel better, right? And this year has been so hard.
No, don't you dare make this about your brother.
Okay, fine. I did a dumb thing.
Yeah, and a selfish thing, and an insensitive thing. I thought I raised a better man.
Imogen, why are your eyes closed?
Because I'm scared.
I can't believe Simpson agreed to my dress code idea.
One rule for boys and girls, new Degrassi dress code. Respect yourselves and each other. If you intentionally distract from the learning environment, you'll be asked to change.
Okay, but what if everyone took advantage of no specific rules? What if all the girls are in their underwear now?
That sounds more like your fantasy. Now open your eyes. Props on changing the code, Emma.
You're my hero. You're not wearing crop tops or see-through skirts?
She was, but I talked her out of it. This is our win, too. We don't want to ruin it for everyone.
I did it.
Yeah, even those Snyder girls took it down a notch.
Can't believe my plan worked.
Hold it there, hugs a lot. There's still one problem. Your socks are mismatched.
Oh, that was intentional.
Hey, have you guys seen Zoe?
Do that and regret it too?
Wasn't me, I swear.
I know. It's someone else who thinks that about me. Great.
I got you these. I didn't know what else to do.
You used me. Nothing changed for you. You get to keep your job and your friends.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. I should thank you. My mom always told me never to trust guys, but I didn't believe her.
Zoe.
I'll never make that mistake again.
Oh, you capture my attention. I'm anticipating. I'm watching you waiting for you to make your move. Got me in my toes.
Makes sense. The flies eating non-organic food live longer. If my hypothesis is wrong, I can kiss my slot at the science fair goodbye.
Run that data again?
It won't make a difference.
It might. You had the missing decimal point.
I can't believe I missed that.
Me either.
Hey, watch it. I fired my last lab assistant, you know.
I'm way better looking than Jenna.
Oh, Miss Cohen's here. Ready to show her what we've got?
Nah, you can do this part on your own.
But you stayed up all night helping me. Don't you want credit?
You did all the work. I was just an extra hand.
Okay, Allie, do you have what it takes to make it to regionals?
Yes, miss, I do.
Okay, show me what you got.
I was in the coldest state.
Oh, Drew Torres reading a book?
I want to stop being a jerk to girls.
Not up or shut up. From caveman to gentleman in 12 easy steps. Still feeling bad about Zoe?
I didn't get to deliver the apology she deserved.
What would you have said? Sorry I had sex with you in the pool house, then dumped you?
Zoe, I'm sorry. I was stupid and immature, and you deserve better. I don't expect you to forgive me or forget this. Just know that neither will I.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, me too. Maybe there's hope for you yet.
I'm trying. This is going to be my Bible if I ever date again. If being the operative word here. I'll lend it to you when I'm done.
Is there anything in here about unrequited love for a science nerd?
I know I can make it through. And if I hold out, I know I can make it through. I know I can make it through.